Well, I think they've been under growing pressure to resume these talks. Obviously, there's no justification for the continuation of fighting. And so I think in order to avoid potential additional pressure or sanctions, I think both sides are trying to look reasonable, like they are interested in talking. When at the same time, I think that the talks are going to provide them with the cover that they both need to continue the fighting on the ground.
Saudi's foreign ministry said all negotiators should abide by an earlier agreement announced on May 11th to protect civilians, as well as a short-term ceasefire agreement signed on May 20th. What could make or break this round of negotiations?
Well, I think we have to see something different added to these negotiations. You know, in May, when the previous round of negotiations happened, it was very clear that the parties were willing to say anything to get out of the negotiation. So they would agree to documents and to ceasefires that they had no intention of living up to or respecting. And at the same time, neither the Saudis nor the Americans really presented any consequences to the parties for reneging on their commitments. And so I think if something is going to be different this time, there have to be consequences for signing documents and making promises and not holding true to them. So I think that has to be different. As far as what's going on the ground, there doesn't seem to be any real difference in terms of control of territory. Both sides are continuing to go back and forth. And so as long as neither side has the upper hand, I don't think that either side will come to these talks more or less prepared to negotiate than they were before.
Previous mediation attempts yielded brief truces, but were systematically violated. What would make this negotiation produce a political solution?
Well, again, I think that we can't be looking to this to produce a political solution. The Saudis and the Americans are not on the same page, clearly. If the Saudis are talking about this producing a political solution when there are political talks going on in Addis Ababa right now among civil society leaders about what a civilian government might look like going forward, then I think we have to get straight what these talks in Jeddah are about. Washington has said that these talks are about securing a ceasefire so that we can have talks about a political process. Presumably, that political process will happen somewhere else. Right now, it's happening in Addis Ababa. And clearly, there's a humanitarian track, which is being discussed in Cairo. And so I think that if the Saudis believe that they're going to solve all Sudan's problems in Jeddah, and no one else believes that, then I think we're off to a bad start.
Would the war in Gaza pressure the two sides to some sort of an agreement because the world attention is focused elsewhere?
Well, I think that they are counting on world attention being focused elsewhere, and they see this as an opportunity. At the same time, I think pressure has a role to play. We have not seen the Saudis use any pressure, really, and they have enormous economic pressure that they can bring to bear. Washington has only used very modest sanctions pressure on either of the two parties. So I think they have been motivated up to this point of trying to use more of a moral argument than a punitive one. At some point, I think there is reason to believe that we should approach this from a punitive perspective. But again, as both sides get more and more deeply entrenched in this conflict, even punitive steps, I think, are going to do little to dissuade them from continuing the fighting.